the Taney County Commission meeting, Monday, February 8th, 2021, at 9:10 a.m., and I'm going to make a phone call right quick to a morning, Brandon. We just opened up the meeting, getting ready to start the, go down the agenda. Any commission remarks? Moving on down, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 462295 through 462368. Warrants 7623 through 7627 and two transfers, no journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, February 1st, 2021, and executive session minutes, February 1st, 2021.
Brandon, have you had a chance to look at the regular minutes for February 1st?
I didn't hear that, Sheila.
I'm sorry. Just a second here. I'll do this. Have you had a chance to look at the February 1st regular minutes?
Yeah. The question I have on the print or the on the computer screen, the email, the third page.
Okay.
It looks like the financial statement is covering up the actual motion.
It's not. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is that the actual case on the print off, or is that just how it's displaying on my screen?
That's just how it's displaying it. The motion was passed by Schofield, Williams, and Wyatt, and then it gets a financial statement. And the next thing.
On the computer screen, it's like the actual financial statement form is covering up the motion, so.
No. I move to approve the regular minutes for February 1st, 2021.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Any questions on the executive?
No. I don't.
I move to approve the executive session minutes February 1st, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission. GCR ended January with fund balance of $5,555,277.14. Road and Bridge, the 245 account, which includes the CARP funds, is at $1,622,738.52. Road and Bridge tax fund, the 250 account is at ended at $11,780,212.80. The law enforcement tax fund ended at $1,726,492.19. And the sewer ended the month in January was $7,702,265.01. And that is the monthly report. I could send you guys a detailed, if you guys have any questions, just send me a report.
When is the bond payment due on the law enforcement?
Normally it's due in April. We pay it in March.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on down the agenda. Personal property abatements and add-on report for January 2021.
I move to enter into record the personal property abatement and add-on report for January 2021.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Commission records disposal list to the county clerk. I've got a list here, and I know that I've looked it over. I know that there were a couple things that I think were not to be destroyed. Is that correct?
Well, everything on this list, I think is to be destroyed. When they originally presented to the commission, you know, we were each to go over it, and there was probably six or seven items that, found that it would be beneficial to keep, and they were taken off the list.
Okay.
So the list should, unless you see something on it, commissioners, that you think should be kept. Everything else, should be duplicated somewhere or just daily work. I didn't find anything else unless either one of you commissioners see something.
I think we have backups on, or digital backups on some of those stuff, do you know?
On what, I know what I had asked to be kept, they scanned it into DocuWare. Couldn't think of the name of it.
Right.
Yeah. And the other things were either just some daily work or else they were already duplicated somewhere else.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm fine with the list.
Okay. Move to approve the list as presented of the records to be disposed from the Taney County Commission office to give to the Taney County clerk.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. CARES Act update. Melissa Duckworth, yep. Good morning.
Jonas couldn't join us today, but he sent on just the update that the review committee has. But, I kind of, on Friday afternoon, January 29th, so a couple of not, last Friday, Friday before, we got, an email from the state treasurer's office that did approve an extension for the coronavirus relief fund through June 30th. That just extends the time we had to expend the money from the past this spring of 2020. We have at this time no additional funding. I don't know what's going to happen on down the road, but right now we're just working off that original amount of just over $6.5 million. Mm-hmm. Most of that is expended or at least allocated and was by December 30th with the Phase 3 applications that the review committee has. The review committee received 39 applications, and they've gone through 36 of those. They have two remaining that should be done by today or tomorrow, so I anticipate here maybe even next week having some applications to approve. And they did defer one of the applications to legal for an opinion on their request. We have right at just over $1 million more in requests than the funds we have remaining available to the county. So when they come forward, some decisions will definitely have to be made on how we proceed with that final allocation of money. Any questions?
I don't have any.
Do you anticipate the review committee having gone over all the data, making any suggestions on that? I know it's the commission's final decision.
The ones that they've gone through, they have altered some of the figures, I think mostly based on what's eligible and some mathematical errors that they may have found in the applications. I do not know that they will make any final suggestions on how to prorate or how to fund different applications.
You said it already that the funds that we got have already been accounted for, and they're asking for more than what we got. After the treasurer had done, the state treasurer had given them that Canyon County could go to the June 30th and gain the work in, I started getting calls thinking that it meant there was more money and stuff. So just to be clear, you're saying that we did not get any more money, and what we have gotten has already been disposed or applied for.
That's correct. So we, at this point, I don't know that there's any indication that we'll get more funding. I don't know at the federal level what's going through Congress and what will actually make it through, if there will be any more direct funding that comes to the county. So what we had to spend is it was just over $6.5 million, and most of that has either been dispersed into the community already or is going through the process right now to be allocated.
Thank you.
You got any questions, friends?
I don't. Thank you. All right.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Don't have a University of Missouri Extension update. It was canceled for today. Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I've only got one erroneous assessment abatement. Abatement numbers 206249. And it's abating a billboard that is no longer there. They're needing the bill taken away. And that comes from the collector and the chief assessor.
That's a 2019 bill.
Yes, it is.
Exhibit A. I move to approve Exhibit A, February 8th, 2021. Approve it to be abated.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are scheduled for 10 o'clock for the Round Mountain Notice of Award, but that's already been done, so we're canceling that, and we'll go into recess. We are recessed for executive session upstairs for legal and personnel. I've got 9:24 a.m. We'll be in recess.